Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All of my life, 50 years I've been here, I've never been harassed by Border Patrol on this side of the border like this. This is outrageous.
All right, this is wild. I want to show you all the exact moment this Trump voting couple begins to entirely regret their votes after being racially profiled by Border Patrol and being treated the same way millions of other immigrants across the country are being treated. But as soon as it happens to them, they admit that they regret their vote and that this is, quote, not what they voted for. Well, newsflash, at the RNC, the Republican National Convention, they held up mass deportation now signs. They promised to deport every single immigrant and hit this 15 to 20 million deportation quota, which is arbitrary and necessitates deporting hard workers, farm workers, visa, people who are here on visas just to work, just to live a better life, are now being deported. It is sickening, and I want to show you this video along with a string of other reports that have been popping up in the news. For example, can I show you all this video of ICE agents tearing down cameras and breaking the doors and windows at a restaurant in Burbank? You don't tear down the camera before you do a raid if everything is above board or if you are following the law. It's insane how MAGA has inversed reality. They claim that people who are coming here are criminals, but the real criminals are the people violating the Constitution, violating the Due Process Clause, and deporting people willy-nilly. No due process whatsoever. So after breaking down the cameras, you watch these cops just take things apart, begin to tear down the restaurant. You also have reports that this happened at other restaurants. Take a look.
And they were just terrorizing everybody inside.
Today, federal agents raided two local restaurants, one in Cranberry, the other in Richland Township, both of them locations of Emiliano's Mexican restaurant. After the raids, Emiliano's posted video on social media showing the damage they say federal agents left behind.
Look at that damage all in the panels. And, you know, without further ado, I want to show you this video of a Trump voting couple saying they regret their vote after being stopped by Border Patrol. And then we can talk about the broader consequences. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below. If you are watching or listening on Spotify, Apple Music, or iTunes, make sure you leave a 5-star rating. It means the world and it helps us beat MAGA media. Let's watch this clip.
All of my life, 50 years I've been here, I've never been harassed by Border Patrol on this side of the border like this. This is outrageous.
Why are we not allowed to be here? Because we're not white? Our skin doesn't match?
That's George Doylas. He and his wife are from Imperial Valley, and they love to camp. So when they were headed up to a dental specialist in North County on Wednesday, they decided to explore Hakumba and this area around Boulevard. They headed up this road to see if they could find a campsite, and that's when they say their day took a very different turn.
We didn't think anything of it. We're an American citizen. We're on U.S. soil. Why should we be afraid?
George and his wife Esmeralda say an unmarked SUV started following them and pulled them over. They say Border Patrol agents first approached wearing masks.
So the reason why we're stopping you is because you did U-turns and there's a known alien out in the area.
He told the agents where they were going and that they did not consent to any search.
I'm so sorry, but this is insanely dystopian and authoritarian. They stopped and pulled them over, and the Border Patrol agents had masks on, and they cited, you were doing circles, and there is a known alien in the area. What kind of language is that? There is a known alien in the area. Like there is a prison escapee or something.
...following them and pulled them over. They say Border Patrol agents first approached wearing masks.
So the reason why we're stopping you is because you did U-turns and there's a known alien out in the area.
He told the agents where they were going and that they did not consent to any search.
If you have a dentist appointment, it probably wasn't the best decision to be out in the middle of nowhere.
No, we have the right to travel anywhere we want to travel.
Right, you do. You're absolutely right, you do. And I actually have the right and authority to stop you.
A couple sat in their car as the agents brought a canine.
It's called reasonable suspicion.
Do you think that they had reasonable?
Oh my, the reasonable suspicion, by the way, was skin color. These are two U.S. citizens. They voted in the last election.
Do you think that they had reasonable suspicion to stop you and search your vehicle?
Not at all. Not at all.
The dog did smell a small amount of legally purchased cannabis, so they got out for a full search. 30 minutes in, the agent says he could take their vehicle, but...
I'm going to go ahead and let you off with a warning.
George and Esmeralda both voted for the first time in 2020 and again in 2024 for President Donald Trump. As they see his immigration crackdown...
Do you regret your vote?
Yes, I do. Very much so. I feel shame, guilt, and anger at the same time.
Okay, really quickly, just to go broad before I talk about this specific story. It's bigger than one voter or one person or one bad experience. There are millions of people across the country who are going through horrifying experiences, being ripped apart from their families, people who are trying to follow the proper procedures, going to the courthouses, and they get ripped apart. Or, this is the important point. Even if people aren't being targeted, there is still an anxiety among people in the United States. I can guarantee you this couple will be anxious from now on when they're driving through this area to their dentist or whatever. And people who are here and are not citizens are less likely to report some sort of crime that they do witness, or if they're abused or assaulted or taken advantage of or scammed, they'll be too scared to report it because the cops may target them. So overall, you actually see less reporting of crime, even if the crime still happens, and people will begin to commit more crimes against minority groups, against people who look like they could be here illegally, so basically racially profiling people who look brown. That's what Border Patrol and ICE have been doing, and Trump supporters are getting caught up in this. I mean, this was the only Trump voter story of this video, but I've walked you through a few other videos, cameras being taken out. This place continues to be destroyed. But what about this story? Pacoima Tamales vendor suffers a heart attack during ICE raid. For 10 years, Matilda has been selling tamales at the same location by Lowe's on Paxton Street in Pacoima, working hard to live the American dream and support her family. How incredibly offensive to Republicans. Like, it actually just sickens me. White Republicans, white older men, find this offensive. It's the American dream, more so than wealth inequality and scamming people. Okay, to continue. But on June 19th, her life was turned upside down when several unmarked vehicles arrived with masked men wearing United States Border Patrol tactical gear. Matilda was fixing her umbrella when the car first arrived, and suddenly men came running towards her. Without asking any questions, without presenting a warrant, the federal immigration agents began grabbing the 54-year-old, using force to detain her. A man grabbed her from behind, she said, with her arms around her waist and body weight pressing into her. Matilda started to have difficulty breathing. Meanwhile, another man in front of her grabbed her hands. Quote, I told him about two or three times, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. But the guy behind me, grabbing my waist, pulled tighter and tighter, Matilda recounted. By the way, she still survived, but this story is sickening. That's why I said it's more than just this one couple or this Trump voter from the previous video that I played. It's bigger than that. There are people being affected across the country. Despite Matilda's pleas, they used such intense force that she lost consciousness. When she woke up, she was on the floor, and the men were trying to sit her upright. Oh, you're not even supposed to move people in this scenario. I just kept telling them that I couldn't breathe and my chest hurt a lot, Matilda recalled telling them after she gained consciousness. And they didn't listen to me. In that moment, she looked towards a small Virgin de Guadalupe that she kept next to her desk and said, Virgin, help me. Please don't abandon me. And then Matilda was transported to Providence Holy Cross Medical Center, spent the weekend in the hospital, and through tears, she told her kids, they're deporting me, they're taking me away. We'll link the GoFundMe for that in the top of the description. One more time, we will link that specific GoFundMe at the top of the description. It reads, my mom has been selling tamales by Lowe's on Paxton for 10 years, working hard to live the American dream. Then they tell the story of June 19th. And when all is said and done, people are deported to this El Salvador mega prison and brutally abused. For example, Carlos Daniel Turan, 19, still remembers the words a prison warden told him when he entered El Salvador's mega prison, CICAT. Quote, he told us we were never going to leave this place. There are reports of people being forced to eat on the ground like dogs, sleeping on the ground, people being abused. Over and over, we get repetitious reports of abuses going on, not only there, but also domestically in Alligator Alcatraz. So we'll continue to cover this. We'll continue to report on it. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. I'll see you all in the next video.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.